Samane. Samane, look, you're angry right now. Don't go home. Let's go for a walk together. Let's talk about it.
I'm definitely telling my dad about what you did today.
Samane, for God's sake, please. I swear I lost my temper. I couldn't help it. Samane, please. Listen to me. I thought she was showing you something inappropriate on her phone that made you laugh like that.
Are you finished?
Please don't tell your dad about it.
Hello, hi, Mrs. Farman.
Hello, darling.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you doing, my sweetheart?
Good, thanks.
So tell me something, my love. When is the wedding, darling?
We haven't set a date yet. I won't be getting married until I finished my studies.
Get married soon, my dear. It's not a good idea to stay engaged for too long, you know.
Okay. Excuse me, Mrs. Farman. Is Manoush home?
No, she had a class to go to, and then she was going somewhere else after.
Oh. I thought she'd be home by now.
No, she hasn't come yet, Samane.
Could you please tell her to give me a call when she comes home?
All right. I'll tell her when she gets back. And take my advice. Don't wait until you've finished your studies to get married. The sooner the better.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Come on, let's go. It's getting late. You won't make it in time for your doctor's appointment, you know. Who are you texting anyway?
Nazanin, I told her I'm on my way to see my doctor. Let Mum and Dad know if I get home late.
Miss Asli. Hello.
Hello.
Are you leaving? We've got a class next.
I've got a doctor's appointment today. I can't stay.
Oh, man.
Did you want to talk to me about something?
No, I saw you leaving and thought maybe you'd forgotten we have a class together.
How could I forget my classes? But I'll definitely get those notes of you tomorrow, though. Bye.
That was weird. What did he want?
Let's go forget it.
But seriously, he looked as though he wanted to tell you something. But
he's been trying to talk to me lately.
Why won't you let him talk?
In due time. In due time, I'm not ready for it yet.
Well, I think he's a pretty nice guy.
He's a nice guy. Plus, he's the son of the dean, Shabnam.
Guys that are usually quiet and studious can be quite meticulous when it comes to love and...
I don't care about love and all that. My dad's right. He says your partner should be able to provide you with a decent life.
I wish we'd waited to see what he wanted to say to you.
You're so gullible, Shabnam. He's been trying to talk to me for a week now, but I've been bringing up excuses to avoid it.
How come?
Well, my mum always says men don't appreciate things that come too easy.
Do you think I should get a nose job too?
Why not? There are two things that people look for when choosing someone. The first thing is the looks, and the second thing is money. Take Ruzbeh, for example. Why did he choose me out of all the girls in our university? It's because I care about my appearance and the clothes I wear. If it wasn't important to him, he would have chosen someone else.
I'm worried it will turn out bad.
Just go for it. Everyone was against the second nose job I wanted to have, but I told my dad that I had to get it done no matter what. Is it ugly?
I don't think you needed it, you know.
I don't care what you think. Is it ugly?
Well, it looks fake. It's obvious you had surgery.
It's not bad, then. I wanted it to look like I had a nose job. Everyone gets it done in a way, so other people notice.
Peter, you remember that girl who was a year ahead of us?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
She had so many nose jobs done that all the guys called her the Iranian Michael Jackson.
Who cares? The important thing is that she was happy with it. You shouldn't care about what others think, although she did do a lot of strange things that I don't necessarily approve of.
Do you know she was forced to leave college in the end?
How do you know, Shabnam? Maybe she got married and left. We didn't really know
her
anyway.
Getting married has got nothing to do with these things. Any guy who's decent wouldn't care less about nose jobs.
You were with me just now. Don't you think Rosebiz a decent guy?
I don't like it when people keep changing their looks just to get noticed by other people, you know?
Let me get my Botox injection today. You will see how great I look afterwards, Shabnam.
Well, I still think that it's best that we stay away from these sorts of things. My mom says it takes away from the natural beauty of a person's face.
Should we go?
Let's go. Hello.
Hi. Why are you back so early? Did you hear your father telling me about where Mehdi's going to live? Oh, what's wrong?
That stupid jerk smashed my phone.
Which stupid jerk?
Someone's stupid fiancé.
Oh, come on. You scared me. I thought some stranger had stolen your phone.
I swear, if someone doesn't do anything about it, I won't talk to her ever again.
That's what happens when I tell you not to get involved in their lives. What's it to you? Live your own life. Think about yourself.
I will. I'll live my own life and they can go and live together. I'll just do that.
I moved out of the house in Monterey because of Mehdi. And look what he's done now. He's gone to live there without even talking to me about it. Not once did he come and talk to me about it.
You know what? When I see things, I come to the conclusion that I should never get married. That's what I think.
Well, everyone's not the same. Take Mehdi, for example. He's his wife's slave. He does whatever she says. He wouldn't even take the time to think that if I had to leave this house, what will happen to my mother? How would she feel about this?
Well, he's got to live somewhere.
He can go. He can go and live wherever he wants to. I won't be going there to visit him, though. I mean, if he wants to bring his baby here later so I can see it, well, that's a different story. But I'm telling you, I won't be going to his home.
You are so hung up on your son that you don't realize what I'm saying here. Are you even listening to me?
Well, what do you want me to do?
Nothing. Just keep sticking to your sons and show me what you end up with. I have to sit here all day hearing about what Mehdi's doing, where he's going, what he's eating.
Hi, Mom.
Hello.
Hey, Mom. Why are you upset? Is something wrong?
What do you think? I moved out of that house in Monterey because of how you got slapped in the face. And now you're actually moving back in there. Didn't you think you'd be disrespecting your mother in this way?
Come on, Mom. Don't say that. I never disrespected you.
You did a really bad thing, Mehdi. It was very wrong.
But, Mom, after going there and seeing the condition that Grandad is in, I actually think I did the right thing, you know?
If I'd known about it, I would have told you to go and live at your mother-in-law's house. At least I wouldn't be so humiliated.
Oh, come on, Mom, there's no need for you to feel humiliated. If you had a bad experience in that house, then it must be because of Aunt Soraya, not because of Grandma or because of Grandad. I swear to God, Mom, they really miss you.
Oh, yes, right. They joined right in with her. They kept quiet, which means they were happy with it.
I swear, Mom, Grandad was talking to me about it a few days ago already. He was saying that when he told you to leave that house, it was as though his heart was on fire. He said that he had to tell you guys to leave just to shut Aunt Soraya up, otherwise he would never have done something like that. Mom, listen to me. I'm only going to stay there temporarily. Once I sell the workshop, I'll go rent a place and live there. I've got no choice at the moment. I'd be ruining your relationship with Paris, too, if I stayed here any longer. You have to understand that, Mom.
Well, you've actually worsened my relationship with Paris, too, in this way, because I'm positive she's the one who persuaded you to go and live there.
Mom, I swear to God you're making a mistake.
No, I'm not making a mistake. I knew her plan was to take you to that house the moment I found out she'd gone to see Homer.
Mom, I haven't even told Dad about this. But you know that day that Parister called and told you that I'd gone to Isfahan? Well, one of the creditors had come to my house with some police. And they detained me. When Aunt Homer found out, she took all her savings from the bank and she sold every piece of jewelry that her husband had given her and she bailed me out. That same evening, when she realized that I had no money to rent a house, she told me that we could go and stay at their place. Parister had no role in any of it. Please stop thinking about Parister in a negative way.
Go and sit down. I'll bring you a cup of tea.
Thank you very much. Granddad? Granddad! Granddad, where are you going?
I'm going to go and bring Hamid here so he can see you.
At this time of night?
He goes to work during the day. I don't know how to get to his workplace.
Oh, it's okay, Granddad. Let's go inside. I'll take you there tomorrow. Come on, let's go inside.
You need to go and see Soraya and bring back your uncle. Don't tell Soraya who you are, though. Don't tell her anything. She shouldn't know who you are. Otherwise, she won't let you see Hamid. She won't let you bring him here. Soraya has vowed never to let me see Hamid while she's alive.
All right, Granddad. Sure thing. Don't worry. I won't let her find out anything.
There you are. You did it again, Dad. You left the house without telling us. You can't do that.
I told Mary. Do I need to explain it to you as well? They lock the door so I don't go see Hamid.
All right, Granddad. It's okay.
But, Dad, you need to inform us when you leave the house at this time of night.
Let's go inside. Let's go.
I'd forgotten to lock the door.
Granddad, Listen to me now. From now on, please don't go anywhere by yourself again. If you want to go somewhere, tell me and I'll take you there, okay?
Thank you, son.
Have a drink.
Go sleep.
Okay. Good night.
Good night,
my dear. Thank the Lord. It's a good thing you heard him.
Did this ever happen before?
Did he fall asleep?
Yes, he's sleeping.
But that's terrible. How long has he been like this, Aunt Alma?
It started around 5 years ago. It was less frequent in the beginning, but it's becoming worse these past 3 or 4 months. He left the house a couple of times and got lost. So now we lock the front door during the night.
That's awful.
Fatima! Fatima!
Yes?
Mom, go and stay with him, please.
All right.
What's the reason behind it?
Dad's got depression, Mehdi. His doctor says he gets delusional because he thinks and worries a lot about Hamid. You guys should go to sleep.
We can't sleep like this, Aunt Uma. I say we should go find Hamid and bring him here so that Granddad can see him. Do you know where his house is?
Not anymore.
What do you mean?
He used to live with Aunt Soraya until a while ago. But now he's left her as well.
Well, she must know where Uncle Hamid's house is. We can go ask her. I'll even bring her here as well. I feel sorry for her. I mean, isn't that what family should be like? We don't know where anyone is. I swear to God, I wasn't pointing my finger at you. I'm to blame. We shouldn't have let things get this far.
I tried to create peace between them a few times, but I couldn't.
How come?
Well, this time I'll be with you. Hopefully we'll be able to put an end to this feud. It can't be good for Granddad either. Didn't you say he's getting worse by the day? What do you say, Aunt Homer? Will you help me put an end to this? Please tell me you'll help me, Aunt Homer.
The last time I wanted to go there, Masud asked me not to go with him. He said he'd go to Aunt Soraya's house by himself to bring Hamid back. But when he came back, he was alone. He asked me to promise him that I'd never go anywhere near Aunt Soraya's house ever again.
But why?
I kept asking him, but he never told me the reason. I never really understood. Masud was a really calm person, and he had a really good relationship with Aunt Soraya. He always used to say that we should bring her back here. But I don't know what Hamid or Soraya did that day. Because when Masud came back, he really seemed agitated. That day he went off to war, I asked him if we would go to Aunt Soraya's house together so he could say goodbye to her. I didn't want him to hold a grudge against anyone. I had a feeling he'd never come back again. I didn't want him to be upset with anyone.
And?
He didn't agree to go there. He told me never to ask him to go there again. But he did say goodbye to your father.
I remember.
Do you remember? I was on cloud 9 the day that Masud told me he wanted to see Mohsen. And now I haven't heard from them in months. I felt like a mother who hadn't heard from her children in a while.
Hello, sir. Hello.
How are you? It's good to see you.
It's great to see you.
Hello, Mohsen.
Hi, Homer. What a Thank nice you. Surprise. Hello. Come in.
Hello.
It's nice to see you. Welcome.
Hi, Aunt Homer.
Hello, Akram.
Oh, sweetheart. How are you, Mehdi?
I'm fine.
Oh, darling Mehdi. You don't know how much I've missed you.
Masood, you're still a newlywed. Why are you going off to war?
Hello, Uncle.
Hello there, champ. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Have you done your homework? That's great.
The war's over. Didn't Iran agree to the UN resolution?
That's right. But the Americans think that we've agreed to it because we've become weak. So they've sent their puppets, the MKO, to come forward and fight alongside us.
That's why Imam Khomeini has called upon us to go and fight.
That's right. They think they can get their hands on Tehran in a couple days.
A couple of days?
Yeah, they said it themselves. We'll come to Tehran from Iran in 2 days.
My teacher went to fight as well.
Which teacher?
Mr. Sarafraz.
So who's teaching you now?
They sent over another teacher.
Oh. I'll go and bring you a cup of tea, shall I?
So when will you be leaving?
God willing, it'll be okay.
Where will they send you?
Probably around Kermanshah.
They haven't reached Kermanshah yet.
No. There's a battalion of soldiers guarding the area, and they've also brought them down in Jahazabad Strait.
Hopefully, all of them will perish there.
Hopefully.
Here you are, then.
Thank you very much.
Here
Thanks.
You are. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Here you go.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You okay? You want to wrestle or arm wrestle?
Wrestle?
So, you've become a champ now, is that
yes.
right? Good on you.
Yeah.
You'll beat me. You look pretty strong.
When we got back from your house that day,
tell me what you can do.
Masood was in deep thought. I asked him what's wrong. He said, as your husband and your partner in life, I will not be happy if you ever go to Aunt Soraya's house again. I made a promise to him there and then that if he came back uninjured, I would never set foot in Aunt Soraya's house again. He never came back. But I kept my promise to him.
Didn't Aunt Soraya say anything about why Masood got upset with her?
She kept her distance from me during Masood's funeral. I thought maybe it was because she was upset with Masood, so I didn't ask her anything.
Aunt Homer, I didn't make a promise to Uncle Masood about not going to Soraya's house. I have to find Uncle Hamid no matter what and bring him back home. I don't want to see Grandad like this ever again. To be honest, I sort of blame myself for everything that happened.
You blame yourself?
Yes. I've always thought that a simple firecracker game caused this drift in the family.
No, darling. No, Mehdi. Aunt Soraya's problem with your mother and everyone else started from way before that incident. It began before you were even born.
We have to find Uncle Hamid. So I have to go and see Soraya first. If I succeed in bringing Soraya back home, Uncle Hamid will return. He'll return as well.
As far as I know, Hamid couldn't stand living with Soraya for longer than 2 years. He left her after 2 years.
You mean he cut off his relationship with Aunt Soraya?
No, he didn't cut off his relationship with her. He just didn't live with her anymore.
But I definitely have to do this for Granddad's sake.
You can do whatever you want, darling. After all these years, I might be able to find out why Masood got upset that day.
Aunt Homa, please give me Soraya's address, and I promise you, I will ask her about why Uncle Masood got so upset.
Don't ask her. If you're able to succeed in convincing her to come here, I'll ask her myself.
I'll go with him. If he doesn't succeed, I will.
Hello, madam.
Hello. Who were you after?
I'm Mohsen Faramad's son, your brother's grandson. Don't you recognize me? I'm Mehdi.
I don't know anyone called Mohsen. And I'm telling you, I certainly don't know his son. Get out. Get out before I yell for the neighbors to come kick you out of here. Do you hear me?
Aunt Saraya, I promise I didn't come here to impose anything on you.
Don't ever call me Aunt Saraya.
When I decided to come here, I was told that you might treat me harshly. But none of that is important because I want to find Uncle Hamid.
Who sent you here? Did your father send you here to beg me for forgiveness in his old age? Your father thinks after taking my inheritance and Hamid's inheritance, he can fix everything now by finding Hamid? Is that it? Is that the truth?
I'm not here to talk about inheritance, money and things like that. I just want to find Uncle Hamid. Nothing else is important for me.
After all these years, uncle! uncle! Stop wearing yourself out and go away. Hamid will never make up with you people for as long as he lives. Your father became the owner of that workshop, and my poor brother accepted everything they told him. Your flesh and your parents' blood belong to us. Get out. Go before I say some things I shouldn't say.
Soraya.
I said get out of here.
Soraya, please.
Help,
stop
help,
yelling at me.
Help me, please.
Soraya.
Help. Help. Help me, please. Help. Help. Help me, please. Help. 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 Help.
Hi, Mom.
Hello. Are you okay?
Yeah. Is Dad home?
No.
Where is he?
Well, he's gone to the supermarket.
I'll go and see him there, then.
No, no, he'll be back soon. He went a while ago. Come in, come in. So, how have you been?
Huh?
How are you?
Oh, not bad.
What's wrong, Mehdi?
Nothing's wrong.
Well, why do you look so pale?
No, I'm fine.
Is your wife okay?
Yeah, she's fine.
Mehdi, dear, what's wrong? Did something perhaps happen to your grandfather?
No, of course not. I just really need to talk to Dad. Hello?
Hello, son.
Mehdi's here.
Thank you, dear. How are you, Mehdi?
Good, thanks.
Sit down.
I just came back from Aunt Saraya's house.
So you look like this because you were at Saraya's house?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? You're just looking for trouble. He still hasn't recovered from visiting her.
What did Aunt Saraya say that made you so upset, son?
Nothing. She turns to me saying you deceived Granddad when you received your inheritance. She says you stole her share and Uncle Hamid's share. She says you stole their shares of the workshop.
Huh. Well, now that's something new.
Why does Aunt Saraya think that? Why was she saying those things to me?
I don't know, son. I had no role in anything when the inheritance money was divided. My dad decided to distribute it himself. I didn't even want to separate myself from them.
Did Uncle Hamid break off his relationship with you because of the inheritance thing?
No, he didn't. Hamid received twice the value of the workshop in cash from his father.
Will you let me talk? If you know the story better, then go ahead and you tell it. Listen, son, we were all working in the workshop together and we didn't have any problems. One day Uncle Hamid came forward and told your grandfather that he doesn't want to work as our partner anymore. I don't know. It had been a few years that I'd left my father's house. I don't know what had happened at home, but Uncle Hamid was really mad on Soraya. Aunt Soraya had received her full share of the inheritance and bought a house with it. Hamid told your grandfather that he should divide the workshop into two sections so he could run his own business. But Dad disagreed. He said you can't run two different businesses in one workshop.
What was he planning on doing?
What he wanted was to become a distributor of home appliances. Your grandfather said you can't have the two in one place, and he was right. It was a shoemaking workshop. Uncle Hamid thought I was the one who had talked Dad out of it. He was also tired of working in the shoe business. He came and told me to give him his share so he could leave. The workshop wasn't in my name or his. It was in Dad's name. He just wanted his full share of the inheritance so he could get on with his own business.
I see.
Aunt Soraya told you I've stolen Uncle Hamid's share, didn't she?
How dare she? You can go and ask your grandfather about it. The owner of that money is still alive and well.
Have you told Grandad about what Aunt Soraya said?
No, not at all. I didn't even tell him I was going there.
You did the right thing.
What on earth are you saying? He's going to think that we're hiding something from him now.
No, that isn't true. But I was really shocked when Aunt Soraya blasted me with all of those accusations.
Grandad's been through a lot because of that whole inheritance story. I don't want him to feel hurt again after all these years. Aunt Homer knows about everything. You can ask her, but don't tell your grandfather anything.
Okay.
We were sitting here minding our own business, and now it's the same old discussions. Let me go and bring you a cup of tea.
Soraya's the one who said all those things. Hamid wouldn't say such a thing. He even asked me 10 times whether or not I was happy with owning the workshop. He said he's not going to come and say I tricked him after all these years. No, he's not like that.
But when Aunt Soraya said those things, I started thinking that maybe the troubles we're facing in our lives is because someone is, I don't know, unhappy with us or something. Maybe we hurt someone or broke their heart or did something wrong, something like that.
Oh, just stop that now, Mehdi. People might be unhappy with each other, but that doesn't mean that God's going to punish us because they're unhappy. Think about it.
Okay, let's put that aside. There's still something that you've never explained to us. What's the story behind you giving Aunt Soraya money month after month? If she hasn't got any share in the workshop, why do you keep giving her money every month?
No ways. She didn't have any share in it. Aunt Soraya had some money that she had given to Astola, her husband. They have a fight, and she gets her money from Astola and gives it to Uncle Hamid. After a while, Uncle Hamid's business started to slow down, and he couldn't pay her any interest on her money. So Soraya went and complained to Dad about it. I was there at the time. When I found out about her situation, I decided to help her out. But it had nothing to do with her share of the inheritance.
Mehdi,
if you still have doubts about what I told you, you can go and ask Aunt Homer about it. She knows everything.
No, Dad, I haven't got any doubts. But we need to accept the fact that when relationships fall apart, these kinds of things being said become a natural thing. Dad, drink your tea before it gets cold. I need to go to the workshop and tell Ahmad to tidy the place up a bit. Mr. Fani has to come to the workshop to claim his money.
Go on then, son.
Excuse me.
Well, you take care, my darling.
Okay, don't get up. Your tea will get cold.
All right, son. It was nice seeing you.
Hi, Ahmad.
Hello, Mehdi. Some people came here from the bank for an inspection.
Which bank?
I didn't ask. There was a gentleman whose name was Mr. Mamarian with them.
Okay.
Do you know him?
Yeah, he bought the workshop. He probably wants to get a loan on the deed.
They mentioned your name, sir. Otherwise, I wouldn't have let them in.
You did the right thing.
The inspectors from the bank went on the roof. They went in the basement and they checked the whole place out.
Okay.
What was that guy's name again?
Mamarian.
Oh, yeah. They asked him what he was planning on doing. He said the same business. He said that he'd export shoes.
Huh?
Sir, the inspectors laughed at him as well.
Well, of course they would. Did you rearrange these?
I rearranged them a bit.
Oh, Ahmad, you should have put them back in the order that I placed them originally. I now can't find the letter that I want.
I'm sorry, I can't read. I'm sorry. I won't touch them anymore.
Have you brewed any tea, Ahmad?
Yes, I have.
Can you bring me a cup, please?
I'll bring you a cup right away.
Thank you.
Excuse me, did you touch this?
No. It might be because last night's wind. Ours isn't working either.
No, it's lost connection now.
I didn't touch it. Hey, everything seems to be connected. Why don't you search the channels again? It might work.
No, I'm not really good with these things.
I'm really good at it, though. I always fix my own myself. I can come over and fix yours, too, if you'd like.
No, thank you. I'll tell the guy who installed it to come fix it. Thanks anyway.
Suit yourself. But you don't know when the person's going to come. And when he does come, he'll probably charge you a whole lot of money for it. What difference is it going to make? He's going to do the same thing that I'll be doing.
I don't want to trouble you. Okay, so after you're done with your own one, you can come fix mine? If that's all right.
Hello again.
Hello. That was really fast.
Mine really isn't urgent. I thought I'd come fix yours first so you don't miss out on your next show.
Yes. Come in.
Where is the remote control?
Over there.
Hello?
Who are you?
Her channels weren't working. I came over to fix them.
There's no need for that. You can leave.
Hello? The settings were a bit mixed up, so I asked him to come and fix it.
A lot of things are mixed up in this place. The satellite is one of them. Please leave, sir. Go.
What's wrong? I thought you weren't going to talk to me anymore. What was I supposed to do? The satellite was disconnected since this morning.
Who was that guy?
Mr. Fatola, his son. They live in the building. I thought it'd be better if a neighbor fixes it instead of a stranger. What is it, Fahad? Why do you keep finding excuses? Why do you keep finding faults with everything? Tell me how you really feel. Stop beating around the bush. Tell me about the decision you've made. Whatever I do, you get upset. You get upset when I go to the movies. You get upset when I tell you the landlord wants his money. You get upset when I bring the repairman to fix the satellite.
Stop the nonsense, Sahar. Would you die without satellite for just 2 days? Would you? You shouldn't let people come inside the house when you're alone.
But I'm always alone. I've always been alone in this house. I should be taking care of my own problems, shouldn't I?
If you know how to take care of your problems, then why didn't you take care of your rent payment as well? Why did you call me for it? The guy's probably after something, that's why he keeps calling. You're giving him permission to do whatever he wants.
Come on, the guy's 80 years old. What are you talking about?
It doesn't make a difference to you whether they're young or old. You're the type of woman who can't be trusted.
Oh, you're so unfair. You're so cruel. Is that what you should be saying about your wife?
My wife? You're not my wife. Shayesta is my wife. And she's really different from you.
You're so cruel. You're so cruel. I'm going to let God deal with you from here on.
And I'm going to let you deal with your own problems. I want to see how you can manage. I want to really see how you can manage. This will be the last rent payment I'm going to give you. Don't call me anymore. And don't count on me anymore, Sahar. Not just for rent, for everything. Go figure something out.
Fahad. Fahad. Look at me for a minute.
Tell me already.
No, look at me. Listen, go. And never come back. Give me my divorce settlement and leave.
Your what?
My divorce settlement. You think you can fix everything with this?
I should have known what you were like the first time I saw you.
No, I'm the one who should have known what a cruel man you really are.
Take the security deposit on the house as part of the divorce settlement that you never deserved, and don't call me for anything else. Fahad is dead.
Who cares? I